Well, Mike from Reliable Child is here. Based on the sound check, I'm looking forward to hearing him with some full songs. You'll get to know him throughout the hour, but he'll open up first with the song. Here now, Mike from Reliable Child.
Say he loves a gambling, put it all on black, blowing out your birthday candles, never gonna get it back, so keep that big wheel spinning, cause it's only living with you. Everything in between. You know I might make a good one yet. You're my best bet. Yeah, you're my best bet. Hit me till I'm 21. Singing Atlantic City, baby, I ain't dead, and I'll be counting on you. To help me see it through like want to with you and me, it's everything in between. You know we might make a good pair, yeah. You're my best bet. Yeah, you're my best bet. Roll the dice once or twice, now I'm spending all that I have. Let's just keep on spinning until it's all day winning with you and me. It's everything in between. You know we might go get lucky, yeah. Honey, you're my best bet.
Nice song. That's Mike from Reliable Child. As I was listening to the lyrics, about a third of the way into the song, there was a line about, I think it was Hit Me When I'm 21, and then Atlantic City followed immediately, and I said, I think I know what's going on here. The more I listened, what a great premise for a song. You're my best bet. Is that its title?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's best bet, and mixing in the analogies of taking risks in life, I guess, taking a games of chance.
Yeah, when did you write that?
That was fairly recent, probably middle of last year, 2023, and I went out of my way to record it, and that's kind of been my passion. Is the recording aspect as well, but kind of derived out of my life and relationships and relationship singular.
But he said that quickly as he looked at his relationship, who is in this very room with us. Becca is here, and she caught the plural, I think. And
but it could be, you know, it's as a metaphorical way, you know, it's but yeah, more it's about Becca, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's a good song, and it is. I'll use the word risk, but relationships, you do show vulnerability, and they are kind of full of risk and chance, especially at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And as you get to know people that you have relationships with in any sense, for that matter, not just being a particular partner. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from originally, and when did you start writing music?
I grew up in Greensburg, PA, and friends, immediate family still lives out that way, and kind of bounced around a bit as young adults into adulthood, you know, folks do. I went to undergrad in Easton, Pennsylvania, in the eastern side of the state, and then started working in Pittsburgh shortly thereafter. So then I became, I would say, like a Pittsburgh resident over, you know, the last decade or so. And at the moment, Beck and I live over the north side, and I've lived pretty much, I don't know if it was a game board. I've lived in all the different areas of Pittsburgh at this point, and
from Baltic to Park Place,
yeah,
and Boardwalk.
I think so. But yeah, I mean, I could rattle them off. You know, Bloomfield, Lawrenceville, Northside. Lived in Dormont for a bit, but all kind of centered around my interest in music and also kind of like job opportunities that that I also do, which are, you know, the day job, I guess you could call it. But you know, playing music's always been this theme for me.
When did you start to write and play?
When I was probably mid high school, I started to take an interest in guitar and try to, you know, cover songs that I liked, and really into the songwriting aspect of it, you know, like popular music. And but yeah, I would say 14, 15, it became this. It still is, you know, like a. You know, like an outlet, or
yeah,
or just a way to kind of retreat from, not reality. That's a little bit too harsh, but you know, just to be immersed in an activity. And I found myself behind the guitar a lot.
Well, people too sometimes will call that a state of flow, or just a state of concentration, where if you're engaged in an activity like that, you almost or actually lose track of time, mm-hmm, and forget in a nice way other obligations and things. You're just able to completely focus, which is a wonderful
it is,
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we all should have that kind of activity.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the age at which, you know, you pick up things that you really like, but then, I don't know, it sound like a, you know, a retrospective, like good or bad thing, but it takes a lot to continue with it throughout life. You know, and when you're younger, it's like, you know, it's a novel thing. But I find it to be, you know, quite a part of my life now. So
I think you're right. Mike from Reliable Child is here with us. We'll talk a little bit about recordings and how you can get them, but. Why don't we hear another song first? What would you like to play?
This one's called Little Conversations, and it goes like this. Get my tuning right here. Okay.
Too many emotions, deep as any ocean, laughing when we cry, crying when we're laughing. Tie me to the wreckage, everything is damaged. Life in undertow, sold imaginations. I don't like responsibility, think the thought alone is killing me. Bitter hearts and shallow words, I don't mind just hanging out. Really think it could get better now. You know I held you, you know I would. I remember all our little conversations. I don't mind it when I wonder where the days went. Something in the way, I can't explain it. I don't like responsibility, think the thought alone is killing me. Bitter hearts and tangled words, I don't mind just hanging out. Really think it could get better now. Remember saying nothing at all, and how we felt real small, and how we fell. I remember all our little conversations, always stuck upon our little conversations, laughing when we cry, crying when we're laughing. Responsibility, think the thought alone is killing me. Bitter hearts and shallow words, I don't mind just hanging out. Really think it could get better now. You know I held you, you know I would. You know I held you, you know I.
Reliable Child is, I think, the best way to find Mike online. We've linked to his website, and you'll be able to find recordings there. You mentioned that you really have a passion for recording your music. Do you do that on your own, or tell me a bit about that process? Not everybody shares that passion. I mean, there are some musicians that get very frustrated with that aspect of things.
And I am one of those people that, initially, try to do some home recording and things like that and get an idea of how an instrument sounds and how my voice sounds. And, it wasn't time wasted. It was more, experimenting with audio and whatnot. And I think it's the same sense, as I enjoy songwriting. I really like the audio aspect of it. But at some point, probably I would say more recent, because I'm selling short of my playing in bands and whatnot and recording with bands. But in my kind of acoustic project, I've sought out some friends. John Miller is a friend of mine that had a recording studio in Lawrenceville initially started recording with, going back maybe 3-4 years ago. And then I also made my way to New Jersey to also record with a friend of mine who I'd met playing gigs around Pittsburgh. And his name's Rob Chirippa. And he's been very helpful kind of guiding my song ideas and in a professional studio environment and having all that charm about things and sort of musical knowledge. I love recording.
Do you find yourself doing a lot of revisions or noticing things as you listen to first takes and wanting to change them.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a lot of components to music, you know, and I think later in life, much later in life at this point, I'm, you know, have enough experience where, you know, learning how music, like sections and chords and keys and progressions fit together almost as like a puzzle. You know, include rhythm in there if you want to do that, but just all those elements, you know, having an ability to work with a song idea after it's kind of like a seed of an idea, or it's just an idea, and then working with it like a puzzle to kind of make it the more like realized version of what it could be, I think.
Is it hard to know when you're done?
Yes. Yeah. I think all these, yeah. I mean, I've heard that in listening to my, you know, the not just folks that I've admired with songwriting, and that's always been a theme, like, oh, when is it done? But for me, it is, you know, I'll listen back to a recording and I'll think, oh, there could be something there, or there isn't, I'm like anticipating a sound that's not there. And then the inclinations want to go back and fix it. And I think to some degree I found myself doing that, but then sometimes it's just like maybe the charm of it, or the you know, the magic in that first idea is the way to go, and you don't need to go back and try to fix everything, you know.
Yeah, I think after they age for a while, you become a little bit more comfortable with what you've done too, right? In the first day or two after you've finalized a recording, I would think you're it's like it's not dry yet, like a painting that isn't dry yet. And as you said, you can always make revisions anyway, whether it be in the recording itself or playing it live. Mm-hmm. Mike is with Reliable Child. Do you have any gigs coming up that we should make note of? I should have checked. And I
actually, at the moment, I do not. But you may, if you're out near Gibsonia, occasionally I play at this restaurant called Will Fish doing covers and playing some original music. But at the moment, no, but I'm always very like active on Instagram and Facebook. So I usually put it out there if I'm, you know, playing a show, but none at the moment. I'm working on a couple songs, like recordings the moment.
Excellent. Well, you'll find, Reliable Child, the best way to look for Mike. And why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
I guess I should kind of set this song up a little bit, but I don't know if I should just play it as well. But it's a song in remembrance of a friend of mine, and that's what it is. So, but it's a happy song, so we'll get through it.
Yeah, do you want to talk about this person at all? Or
sure.
You're welcome to.
Sure, I will definitely. Maybe after I play it, I'll kind of talk about it a little
bit.
Yeah,
you bet. Only if you're comfortable.
Sure.
And as you're tuning up, excuse me, I'll remind people, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations.
All right. This one's called The Handsome Irishman.
I painted us a picture drawn up from memories, with no real expectation of what it might be. But I put you in the middle for all the world to see, yeah, Timothy. Clumsy and free. Shame how fast time passes, how much that we can't see. Sell all my possessions, dream a dream with me. Come on, dream with me. And all that I've made sincerely. good, some bad. So what, my love? I've seen it and I believe, and I believe. Yeah, I believe. It's a shame how fast time passes, how much that we can't see. Ashes turn to ashes. Sing that song with me. Great purpose, the magic in the breeze. And I see those weeping willows swaying easily, calm and free. In harmony. It's a shame how fast time passes, how much that we can't see. Sell all my possessions, just dream a dream with me.
Reliable Child, and Mike, that's a beautiful song, and I could tell as you introduced it that it has a lot of meaning. I'm sure all your songs do, but this one has a person behind it. Sounds like a friend who may no longer be with us.
I mean, I think, you know, he's an artist. His name is Tim Kelly. And he's also a neighbor of mine, and in a roundabout way, you know, in the last probably 4 years or so, I got to know him pretty well, and he suddenly passed away December 15th. But he had been instrumental, so to speak, in encouraging, you know, my songwriting, kind of in parallel with his career ambition as a visual painter. A lot of his work is at this restaurant and on Butler Street in Lawrenceville called Walters, and he's painted murals and, you know, acrylic paintings. And
I've read about him. Now, I remember when he passed away, and that's within a month ago. You must have written that song very, very recently.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like a therapeutic thing.
Absolutely.
And, part of me thinks, you know, it's important to, you know, honor people that way.
Absolutely. I know I'm a little bit older than you, I suspect, but when I was in my 20s, I lost quite a few people I knew for all different reasons. And it was the one common thing, not that, at least for me at the time, is they were all people that were almost too good to be on this earth. Like they seemed to just be these amazingly gifted, interesting people. I can remember some of them like it was yesterday. Mm. And I remember trying to process that, writing a bit about them. It's rough, especially when it's so sudden.
Yeah, and I relate to that because, it's part of life, and I think, you know, it's something that is very difficult to go through, and but you know, I think remembering people is important, you know?
Well, and that's something I think nearly anybody you ask that has lost, you know, a husband or wife or son or daughter, often people, their circle of friends, will talk with them, and they're afraid to mention their name, or, you know, if somebody lost, say, heaven forbid, if somebody lost a 9-year-old son, it's like nobody wants to mention his name, and it's as if he didn't exist, when in reality, I think parents or those who are going through the loss actually like to hear the name of that person and to talk about that person. And people are all different, but more often than not, I know when my brother lost his first wife, Ruth Ann, due to a drunk driver, he had remarked to me, everybody pretends like she never existed. Nobody wants to bring her up when they're around me. It's like they're afraid to do that. And that really stuck with me.
Yeah, and I, you know, if there's no grander point, but to that end, you know, it's hard to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's part of the reluctance. But I mean, I would vote to talk about, you know, people that are missing, you know, that you're missing and that aren't part of the daily life anymore, because it's a reminder, but it's also like, you know, it's part of your life too, to remember that.
I admire you for writing that song and also for sharing it so soon after Tim passed. Tim Kelly.
Tim Kelly, yeah.
Mike from Reliable Child is here. We have time probably for, I think, for two more.
Okay.
As long as we're not wearing you out.
No.
In any stretch.
No, I am...
Actually, we might have time for three more as I look at the clock.
Okay, great.
I'm encouraged that you're tuning, so we'll...
Yeah, I've tried to make this more efficient with the
tuning. No, it's... it can be tough this time of year, too, right, when it's colder.
Yeah.
Instruments do not want to stay in tune, even inside where we are.
This song is also kind of a melancholy type of an idea, but you know, it's far less recent, where I'll be able to get through this without choking up at all. But
as you tune, by the way, let me remind you, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. If you have a question or comment for Mike, you could text us at 412-200-5975, and I'll relay that to him, 412-200-5975.
Okay. This one's called Perfume on the Page.
To swim in the ocean like a bird likes to sing, in a cage without worry of offending anyone who looks away. And I'd like to dance near the lake like a lonely lover waits, in the waves of wonder, why a sudden change is never the way you want it to. Flowers bloom in June. I can't explain the words that I would say. I'm missing you. I'd like to wait on forever, no, forever, can't explain the words that I would say. I never meant for you to slip away. I'm missing you like perfume on the page.
Nice song. That's Mike from Reliable Child. These songs of experience, or I hate to say feelings, it's not quite that, but just I guess processed emotion. They're really special. Not everybody can write and share songs like that as easily as you seem to be able to do it. I don't know what the writing process. I'm sure none of this is easy, actually, the playing or the writing. But you make it seem easy.
I appreciate the compliment. I think it's like, yeah, it's definitely like I like the idea of practicing. Although I was listening earlier about, I think it was earlier in the program, about practice. And perfect practice versus, you know, practicing for the sake of practice. Yeah. But I think that's kind of that's what I would say. It's a lifelong, for me, it's a lifelong sort of effort to express these almost like journal entry type ideas like through a song, I think.
It's one big long continuum. I think you're right. You don't really get to the end of anything. You just keep going. If you go to reliablechild.com, that's one place to find Mike's music. You also can find him in the usual places, Instagram, Facebook, but I think digital music spots too. You'll be able to find your music there. And we'll try to keep you – actually, if you go to his Facebook or Instagram page and befriend him there, I'm sure you'll be kept up to date as sure. to where he might be performing. We do have time for two more as long as you're mm-hmm. up for it. What would you like to do next?
I was thinking about doing a cover, and
you're welcome to
covers pretty often, and
You're please don't feel any
okay.
There's no obstacle to your doing so.
Great.
It'll get us more value out of our ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and I shouldn't talk about that, but we'll get more value out of our licensing.
That's always a good conversation. I know something about all of those.
We're very one of the few things we're very conservative about. We want to be sure we have all of those. I say that with my tongue in my cheek, but we do have all that licensing. I know there's some clubs you go to that they will not only discourage you, but kind of prevent you from playing covers, right?
I've heard that, and I think that was floated out there. I don't have any direct experience with that, but I always think it's like the jukebox thing, you know?
Yeah.
If there's a jukebox in the corner somewhere, most likely someone's getting compensated for it, I guess.
I would think so.
But this is a cover, an Iron and Wine cover, and it's a great song. I like it, so.
I was a quick, wet boy, diving too deep for coins, all of your street light. White on my plastic toys. Then when the cops closed the fair, I cut my long
I'm glad you chose to play that. It's nice. I don't know the original, but it's really nice to hear you sing that.
Thank you.
Again, it's reliablechild.com. I feel obliged to mention that a number of times because I want to be sure you continue to look for him and his music. And thank you for being here today. Is there anything you'd like to say that I didn't give you space to mention?
I've had a great time. I guess this is my return to Saturday Light Brigade, and I think you've been so kind, and I really appreciate you taking the time to to talk to me about my music. I think people listening can kind of gather what I'm doing with creating, and. I'm always open to discuss, talking songwriting and music production and things like that. So I feel like I could be of service to the listenership in that way. But I really appreciate everything.
Well, and also even more broadly, you might walk down the street and, like most people, Mike looks like, an ordinary guy, just like me, just like Becca. Just like almost all of us, and I don't mean this so much personally, but you walk down the street, you see somebody, and who knows? That person might have as much music and thought and reflection and introspection as you've just heard here. So it gives you a bit of encouragement to not be so quick to size up the person you're walking by, and to also take a minute and get to know them. And I think that's one thing that's very important about what you've done this morning and what we want to try to do here. So thank you for sharing of yourself. What would you like to close up with?
This is, I guess, there's somewhat of a story, but it's not too dramatic, I guess. But I recorded this song with my friend John Miller, who I had mentioned, who's been very helpful with getting these songs, recorded, I guess, and more realized. But it's like the first song that I began the Reliable Child songwriting project with. It's called Grayside, I don't know if I felt encouraged, you know, because this song was out into the world, but I sort of have followed it, you know, to the next song. So, all right.
Black and white, a whisper in the vines, a brighter shade of blue coming through. I can recognize the wrong and the right sides. I can see the truth just as well as you. A head in the clouds, a foot on the ground, race to the bottom. I'm paying no mind, living on the gray side. Living life by the shadow of a lens, a fire sign survives by flight and rebellion. Lost souls laying in the dead soil, innocence broken. Oh, rinse, repent. Please forgive me for my sins. A head in the clouds, a foot on the ground, a race to the bottom. I'm paying no mind, living on the grave side. Shine till the end, shine on you, diamond. Paying no mind, living on the gray side. Everybody, take off their clothes, take off their clothes. Everybody, let their true colors show. True color show. A shimmer of light.